Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on IMD's long-range forecast for the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall. The participants are Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Sagar Kulkarni, Journalist.
The India Meteorological Department announced the monsoon forecast for 2025. The monsoon forecast says that India will receive 105% of long period average rainfall during this season. Let us listen to what Secretary Earth Sciences Dr. M. Ravichandran had to say about the monsoon forecast.
This year, southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September over the country as a whole during this year is most likely to be above normal category. You know that above normal category is more than 104% of the long period average of the rainfall. Long period average rainfall is 87 centimeters. So this year, quantitatively, the seasonal rainfall over the country as a whole is likely to be 105% of long period average. Of course, with the model error of plus or minus 5%.
We have with us Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, to talk more about the monsoon forecast. Dr. Mahapatra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Namaskar.
Please let us know about the monsoon forecast for this year.
India Meteorological Department has issued long-range forecast of monsoon rainfall during the season 1st June to 30th September 2025. As per this forecast, the seasonal rainfall is expected to be above normal. It is called as above normal when the rainfall exceeds 104% of the long period average. And this year, we are expecting the rainfall to be 105% of the long period average. The long period average rainfall for the country as a whole is about 87 centimeters. It means this year, India can expect 105% of 87 centimeter rainfall during the monsoon season, June to September 2025. If we consider the distribution of rainfall over the country, it is expected to be uniformly distributed with possibility of normal to above normal rainfall over most parts of the country, except many parts of northeastern states, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, Ladakh, and some parts of Bihar and some isolated pockets. In these areas, the rainfall is expected to be below normal during the monsoon season. Usually, when it is a good rainfall year, northeastern states, Tamil Nadu, and Ladakh region gets the less rainfall. So typically, the forecast issued by IMD depicts a good monsoon rainfall year, which is a good news for the country.
Dr. Mahapatra, India is an agriculture-based economy and the rainfall is expected to be uniformly distributed. How does it send signals to the farmers?
Monsoon is life in India, you can say, because it provides 70 to 90% of the annual rainfall during the period June to September. And as you told correctly, India is mainly an agrarian country. Even 60% of population depends on agriculture, and also the irrigation facility in the country is not available everywhere. Even more than 60% of area are not irrigated. Therefore, the crop, the cultivation is mainly dependent upon the rain, or you can say it is rain fed. So therefore, if there is any large-scale deviation from the normal pattern of the rainfall, either being excess or being deficient, it affects the crops and the yield. So with the prediction of above normal rainfall in most parts of the country or normal rainfall, it provides a good scope for the crops during the Kharif and accordingly the good yield. Not only that, good rainfall activity also ensures the reservoirs to be filled in. If reservoirs are filled in, it also helps in irrigation facilities in the coming days after the monsoon season for the winter crops, rabi crops, etc. Good rainfall activity also helps in power generation, which is also another requirement for the crop or for the farmers where you have the irrigation. Therefore, the good monsoon rainfall forecast is directly or indirectly beneficial for the farmers and the country.
A common words that we hear during monsoon season are El Nino, La Nina, Indian Ocean Dipole, the snow cover in Northern Hemisphere. How do these factors affect the monsoon in India? And what is the prediction for El Nino this year?
Monsoon is a planetary scale circulation. It is a large scale circulation. Therefore, the behavior of monsoon depends on large scale processes, regional processes, and the local processes. When you talk of the large scale processes, one of the most important parameter is the El Nino southern oscillation. If it is El Nino condition, it becomes detrimental towards Indian monsoon. It does not support good rainfall activity in the Indian region. If it is a La Nina conditions, it supports the good rainfall activity over Indian region and also sometimes lead to the excess rainfall and hence the floods. But if it is a neutral condition, then it does not have much impact on the variation in the rainfall over the Indian region. And at present, this is a neutral El Nino southern oscillation conditions over the equatorial Pacific. And as for our prediction, the neutral condition is expected to continue till the end of the monsoon season. That means we are not expecting El Nino condition to develop till the end of monsoon season. So therefore, this neutral condition is favorable for rainfall activity over the country during monsoon season. The second one is the Indian Ocean Dipole. It is just the counterpart of the El Nino La Nina condition over the equatorial Pacific. The positive Indian Ocean Dipole, that means the warming of seawater near Somalia coast along the equatorial Indian Ocean and cooling of water near Indonesia is good for Indian monsoon. If the opposite occurs, which is called as the negative Indian Ocean Dipole, that means the heating is less near Somalia and more near Indonesia. That does not favor the Indian monsoon. But at present, it is a neutral condition. It is neither positive nor negative. And hence, it does not have any adverse impact on the Indian monsoon rainfall. The third one is the Himalayan snow cover or Eurasian snow cover and Northern Hemisphere snow cover. If during the winter and following spring, there is less than normal area coverage of the snow cover in Northern Hemisphere and Eurasian region, it favors the subsequent monsoon rainfall. That means less the snow cover area during winter and spring, more is the rainfall during subsequent monsoon season. So this year, the snow cover area over the Eurasia or over the entire Northern Hemisphere has been less than normal during winter and spring, that is during December to March. As a result, it is favorable for better rainfall activity during monsoon season. So these are the three large-scale factors which is favorable for good rainfall activity during June to September. At the same time, there will be a number of regional processes and local processes which are taken care in the form of a dynamic modeling system. A dynamic global modeling system, which is a coupled system, taking into consideration the interaction between the ocean and atmosphere, is run in the Ministry of Earth Sciences. And India Meteorology Department considered the best 5 such global models for climate forecasting. And we go for a statistical robust process to estimate the expected rainfall. And as for that estimation, we are expecting the above normal rainfall activity. In addition, IMD also utilizes a statistical model, as it was done earlier, and it is based on the 5 parameters across the globe, and all the 5 are either favorable or neutral this year. So therefore, both the statistical models and the global models are favoring for good rainfall activity during the ensuing monsoon season.
Dr. Mahapatra, you said Tamil Nadu and some parts of Bihar and Northeast regions will get less rainfall during this season. Is it a matter of concern?
Yeah, if you consider the climatology, Northeast monsoon gets a very high amount of rainfall. We have got the rainiest place in Cherrapunji, Mosinram. So therefore, if it is slightly less than normal rainfall in Northeastern states, it does not impact much on the water balance. On the other hand, the probability of the floods, which causes devastation in Northeastern states almost every year, will be less. Now, coming to Tamil Nadu, the area becomes rain shadow during southwest monsoon season and hence gets less rainfall. It gets more rainfall during Northeast monsoon season, that is October to December. So therefore, the area which gets less rainfall is predicted to be getting less rain. Similarly, the Ladakh is a cold desert. It gets less rainfall. it's also predicted to get less than normal rainfall. But Bihar usually gets good rainfall activity, and prediction says that in some parts of Bihar, there could be less than normal activity. So I would suggest it could be a matter of concern, especially for Bihar and adjoining southern West Bengal. Otherwise, the slightly below normal rainfall over northeastern states, Tamil Nadu, may favor in the sense that we can expect less disastrous weather.
A trend, Dr. Mahapatra, has been that we have seen northeast getting less rainfall and Rajasthan, which is considered to be a desert area, getting more rainfall. Is this an indicator towards climate change?
Yeah, that has been an observation. In the past 1 or 2 decades, you will find that rainfall over the northeastern states and adjoining eastern India like Bihar, Jharkhand, adjoining areas of East UP, it is showing a decreasing trend. At the same time, rainfall over the say West Rajasthan, Kutch, and adjoining areas are showing an increasing trend. So area which is predominantly desert is showing an increasing trend, and the area which usually gets more rainfall is showing the decreasing trend. But it has not been proved whether it is because of the increase in greenhouse gases or specifically because of increase in carbon dioxide or methane or which gas. So it needs study to attribute the different gases towards this changing behavior of the monsoon rainfall. But however it is a fact, it is detected that there is a chance in the pattern of the monsoon rainfall distribution.
Forecasting has significantly improved over the past few years. So how do you, what has gone behind this? What is the secret behind the IMD's success?
Yeah, if you look at the recent years, there has been a significant improvement in all time scales, be it the downcast of severe weather event or short to medium range of forecasting. Now, when you come to long range forecast, actually, it has undergone many changes. Problem to predict the seasonal rainfall and specifically predict the distribution of rainfall. A paradigm shift was taken off by IMD. A new strategy was developed in 2021 monsoon season. From 2021, instead of providing only one figure as all India average rainfall expected during June to September, we are predicting the rainfall distribution. We are identifying the area where there will be heavy rainfall, where there will be below rainfall, below normal rainfall, or the area where there will be normal rainfall. That helps the disaster managers, planners, even the common public to utilize the information for the cropping, water storage, irrigation, and many other applications. Not only that, the forecast for each month, say June, July, August, September, are being provided, which helps further to take stock of the preparedness and take the anticipatory actions in case it is predicted to have the wet spell or the dry spell or the excess rainfall or the deficient rainfall. It is being followed up with an extended range forecast telling the week-wise forecast for the next 4 weeks. And that helps, which is again followed up by the day-to-day forecast every day issued for the next 7 days, including the severe weather warning. So there has been a seamless forecasting system starting with the season to the month, week, days, and a few hours like now casting. When you talk about the forecast accuracy of long-range forecast, when we introduced this long-range forecast in 2021 new strategy, now we verified during the last 4 years, our forecast accuracy for the country as a whole, all India average rainfall wind predicted has been evaluated. We found that our error is 2.27%. That means roughly 2.3% in the past 4 years. Whereas if you compare the previous 4 years, that is 2017 to 2020, the forecast error was 7.5%. So therefore, this new strategy has helped to minimize the errors to a large extent, and also it has been able to provide forecast for the entire country. About 80% of the area predicted becomes correct in terms of the category forecast, like below normal, above normal, or the normal.
Thank you, Dr. Mahapatra, for telling us about the monsoon forecast, which has been above normal this year. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on IMD's long-range forecast for the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall. The participants were Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra, Director General, India Meteorological Department, and Sagar Kulkarni, journalist.
Spotlight.